My name is Amish Adalja, phone number 724-822-2035, email ameshaa@aol.com. I'm with the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, but this is a clinical story not related to my work at that think tank. And you can use this on your virtual stage, or you can have me do it in person at one of your events. Here we go. My name is Amish Adalja, and I'm a physician with multiple specialties, infectious disease, critical care, and emergency medicine. And those varied specialties give me kind of a 360-degree look at what goes on in the hospital and in healthcare settings. I often work at academic medical centers in a big metropolitan area, but I also work in my community hospital in the town that I grew up in. I am a jack of all trades there. I might fill in the emergency department. I might round for a week on the infectious disease service when someone is out on vacation, or I might do a critical care night shift here and there. This story is about a patient who said something really striking to me. She was a reproductive age female, and she asked me to stand up for her, to really stand up for her. She didn't ask me to stand up to her for her against her insurance company or the electric company or sign disability papers. She wanted me to stand up for her against other doctors. You see, she had presented with a clinical condition that doctors disagreed on what was causing it. The patient had bacteremia with a certain microorganism called Haemophilus influenza, and people know that bacteria because it's associated with upper respiratory tract infections, sinus infections, and the like. But it's also associated with pelvic infections and tubo-ovarian abscesses and IUD-related abscesses and IUD-related infections. And the patient also had very severe left-sided pelvic pain. And in ultrasound, they saw a complex cyst. When I saw this patient as the infectious disease consultant, I noted that she had Haemophilus influenza bacteremia. And someone had thought to do imaging of her sinuses because of the association. And there was sinus disease there. And that's what people thought. But, you know, there's this quote from the TV show House. It says that House likes to solve puzzles and saving lives is collateral damage. And I take that to heart. I really love to solve puzzles. And when I'm working in the academic medical centers, I say it's sort of like solving a New York Times crossword puzzle. And when I'm at my local hospital, it's doing the crossword puzzle from our local newspaper. Much easier. Not many zebras there. But this one was a little bit of a zebra. And I had to rely on the association that I knew that Haemophilus bacteremia has with pelvic infections. And the patient had had sinus disease for a very long time, but she was sick and she had this left-sided pain. And on ultrasound, there's a complex cyst there. I thought, could that complex cyst not really be an ovarian cyst? Could it be an abscess? One OBGYN took a look, thought it was ovarian cyst and musculoskeletal pain. So a little bit of consternation because I can't do a procedure on a tubo ovarian abscess. Interventional radiology at that hospital wasn't credentialed to do ovarian procedures. So I called another OBGYN, part of the same practice, someone who I had known before, someone who I actually trained under at one of the bigger hospitals in the metro area who has since migrated to this community hospital. And I told her what I thought the diagnosis would be. Later that day, I looked in the chart and I saw she disagreed. So that was two OBGYNs at this small hospital. And you have to recognize it, small hospital, politics run deep. Personal relationships run deep. And me being this hometown doctor who works in academic medical centers, who sometimes does guest time at this hospital and throws his weight around. And it doesn't usually go over well. So what did I do? I had the patient transferred to an urban medical center. I rotated off service, and I had given the patient my phone number just because I thought I wanted to know what happened to her, and I wanted to make sure she had a way to reach me if she ran into problems. And a couple of days later, I got a phone call from a number I didn't recognize. It was the patient who called me just after recovery, where they had taken her fallopian tube and found her pelvic cavity full of pus. She thanked me profusely for standing up for her. And I realized at that point what she was asking me to do was to own my diagnosis, to not let the status quo go, which sometimes does in small hospitals where politics and personal relationships trump doing the right thing. And maybe you wait and the condition declares itself. But I did not want to wait. I wanted to do what was right by the patient. And that really was concretized by this case and what she said to me to stand up for her. She was asking me to have integrity, to be loyal to my convictions. In this case, the conviction was the diagnosis that I gave her. And sometimes I get caught up in all of the puzzles and solving the puzzles and trying to tease out the zebras from all the horses that I sometimes forget, or I don't appreciate fully, that there's a patient that's part of that puzzle. And that patient is in a relationship with me, that we're trading. I get to solve this puzzle and she gets access to my expertise. It's a win-win, value for value trade. And this patient's experience and the way that she thanked me really brought that home in a way that doesn't often happen to me.